Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Thursday morning. Most mask mandates end March 21, other COVID-19 changes coming when students return to school after March break, masking will no longer be required. It's a stark change from the past couple of years when COVID-19 restrictions kept students at home for extended periods after the break. Today, Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore revealed the province's new longer-term approach. The new direction moves away from relying on provincial mandates and aims to offer consistent guidance across all sectors. Guidance for people with COVID or exposed to the virus is also changing, along with how the province is reporting data. Most of the masking mandates in Ontario are lifting March 21 as part of the province's plan to drop the remaining COVID-19 measures. All masking measures will drop on April 27. When masking is no longer mandated, officials are still encouraging it. Moore said people should be prepared that mask mandates could return if a new variant surfaces. Read the full story here. You think $1.97 at the pumps is painful? Brace yourself. Sudbury, says analyst. If you think gas prices are high right now, just wait, says the president of Canadians for Affordable Energy. Dan McTeague is the creator and owner of the website gaswizard.ca, which predicts fuel prices across the country. Prices at most gas stations in Greater Sudbury spiked nearly 12 cents per litre to 197.9 Tuesday. In just a week, gas prices in Greater Sudbury have spiked about 30 cents per litre. At the beginning of the month, prices were at around 168.0. McTeague said the cost of gasoline will, inevitably, go up across the province by an average of 6 cents per litre by Thursday at the latest. In Greater Sudbury, that means motorists will be paying about $2.03.9 a litre. This is the highest price you've ever paid for gasoline, period, bar none, and make no mistake, it's not going to get any better anytime soon, said McTeague. You're going to be $2.03 a litre either Wednesday or Thursday. It's rather inevitable. The gas stations there are keeping 20-cent retail margins, in the north, versus 8 cents in Toronto. So a difference of 12 cents a litre, you can pretty much see what's happening here. Read the full story here. Vignini abstained from all votes but won at council this week but won't explain why, although he attended Tuesday's city council meeting virtually, Ward 2 Count. Michael Vignini declined to participate. During the meeting, Vignini abstained from participating in every vote of City Council except for the vote to adjourn the meeting, which passed unanimously and in silence. He did not weigh in on any of the 16 motions the balance of City Council voted on aside from declaring that he would abstain from voting. The vast majority of these votes received unanimous support from his colleagues. Although abstaining from votes gives the appearance of neutrality, each vote Vignini abstained from notched in a no vote on his behalf. I'm not aware of any specific pecuniary interest being disclosed, City Solicitor and Clerk Eric LaBelle said during Tuesday's meeting. I can further indicate that under the Municipal Act, members should be voting on matters unless they are legally not able to do so. Read the full story here. OL. Allegations of discrimination against Russian player can't be substantiated. The Ontario Hockey League said it can't substantiate allegations that inappropriate comments were made to a North Bay Battalion player by a Sudbury Wolves player. Following a game between North Bay and Sudbury on Thursday, March 3, 2022, it was alleged that inappropriate comments were made to an opposing player, as per the league's harassment and abuse diversity policy. A TSN report states that a Russian player was allegedly targeted during Thursday's game with an anti-Russian slur by at least one Sudbury Wolves player. The OL said it has done a thorough investigation of the allegation, including speaking to players and team officials of both teams in addition to the on-ice officials, and the allegation cannot be substantiated. The league will treat any discrimination against Russian and Belarusian players as we would with all allegations in accordance with our harassment and abuse diversity policy, said the OL. Sudbury man living in Russia trying to come home as country lays siege to Ukraine. A Sudbury man who calls Russia home right now is trying to leave the country that is forcing war on neighboring Ukraine, but he is being met with many obstacles. Dan DeCheveny has been traveling between Russia and Canada since 2019. He and his wife have a baby together, and DeCheveny is stepfather to his Russian wife's two other children. The family resides in the city of Tumen. He did not plan on having to try to make an emergency exit as Russia lays siege to Ukraine. The sanctions put in place against Russia are making it almost impossible for Duchevny to be able to provide for his family. Western leaders have frozen the assets of Russia's central bank, limiting its ability to access its dollar reserves. Further, the US, the EU and UK have also banned people and businesses from dealings with the Russian central bank, its finance ministry and its wealth fund. Selected Russian banks will also be removed from the SWIFT messaging system, which enables the smooth transfer of money across borders. The sanctions are putting an extreme stress on Duchevny's finances. He is fearful over the uncertainty of his family's future. Read the full story here. Don't forget to spring forward this weekend as daylight savings begins when you go to bed Saturday night. Don't forget to put your clocks ahead an hour, as daylight savings begins March 13th. It won't be until November 6th that clock will fall back when daylight savings time ends. How about some DST fact? Daylight saving time was instituted in 1908. Canada has observed DST for 110 years between 1908 and 2022, DST in at least one location. On July 1, 1908, the residents of Port Arthur, Ontario, today's Thunder Bay, turned their clocks forward by 1 hour to start the world's first daylight savings time period. Other locations in Canada soon followed suit. On April 23, 1914, Regina in Saskatchewan implemented DST. The cities of Winnipeg and Brandon in Manitoba did so on April 24, 1916. Saskatchewan is the only province not to observe DST. Mix of sun and cloud and a high of minus 4 today. Expect a mix of sun and cloud for your Thursday with a high of minus 4. The wind will be out of the southwest at 20 kilometers per hour, so expect a wind chill of minus 18 this morning and minus 10 in the afternoon. Tonight, the temperature will drop to minus 19 under clear skies.